From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. In another EarthDate, we talked about kelp, 100-foot-tall seaweed that grows near shore. Asian cultures have farmed kelp and other large seaweeds for centuries. If you've had Japanese food, you've eaten it, sliced in seaweed salad, dried to flavor soup, or wrapped around sushi. Seaweed is nutritious, easy to grow and harvest, and requires no irrigation or fertilizer. It thrives in cool and cold water bays, including those that have become barren from overfishing, mismanagement, or agricultural runoff. These many qualities have encouraged a new generation of seaweed farmers, often former commercial fishermen. They're creating new vertical seaweed farms in places like the North Atlantic and the Pacific Northwest. Farmers attach seaweed spores to ropes, then anchor them to the bottom. As the seaweed grows, it takes in carbon dioxide and recharges the water with oxygen, making it ideal for mollusks. So farmers also grow oysters, scallops, and mussels with the seaweed. Each acre of vertical farm can produce up to 10 tons of kelp and 250,000 bivalves per year. Researchers have calculated that farming an area the size of Washington State could produce all the food the world's human population needs. Of course, few of us would want to eat just kelp and oysters, but vertical ocean farms can employ out-of-work fishermen and revitalize ocean environments, all while producing food. A sustainable aquaculture that's a win-win all the way around. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.